Proposal for a Braille Club. 2. Miss Jean Ma, Principal, Kongguan College, Qingyi. Date, 5th of October. Prepared by Kitty Zhang, S5A, Chairperson of the School Council. Introduction. My proposal concerns the setting up of a Braille Club for students. Our school is strong in language teaching, with lessons in English and Putonghua already established as a successful and enjoyable part of the curriculum. A Braille Club will add to this and also provide an interesting after-school activity. Background. Around 18% of our population is visually impaired. This is not a small number given the total population in Hong Kong. This means that it is likely that our students will meet or work with people who are visually impaired. It is therefore crucial that they know not only what visual impairment is, but also how to live with people who have this disability. The idea of setting up the club was brought up at a recent school council meeting and was greeted with interest and enthusiasm. Committee members were curious about the dots and bumps they saw in lifts and on directories of some parks and museums. They were eager to introduce it to our students. I am therefore presenting this proposal to take the idea to the next step. Aim. The club aims at enriching students' knowledge of Braille and the world of the visually impaired, and providing opportunities for them to interact with the blind. Benefits. Knowledge enrichment. Braille, as an additional language, helps give our students an edge where occasions arise. The Braille Club teaches students not only a language which is used extensively by 18% of the population, but also one which we encounter every day. Social awareness. Through activities, members will learn more about the world of the blind. For example, the problems and discrimination they face, as well as how to communicate with them. These techniques and the empathy needed are equally useful when they interact with the blind. Cultural sensitivity. Each language has its own culture. Through learning Braille, students also learn about the culture of the blind. As a result, they are more likely to accept and respect individual differences. Proposed activities. Braille classes. A Braille class will be held once a week. Our art teacher, Mr. Wilson Kwan, has kindly agreed to be the tutor. Talks and seminars. Different people, including the visually impaired and their tutors, will be invited once a month to share their experiences. We have contacted organisations such as Hong Kong Blind Union, the Hong Kong Society for the Blind, and Ebenezer School, and Home for the Visually Impaired for their assistance. Outreach activities. Activities will be arranged to allow members to reach out to the blind. Tutoring sessions, flag selling, walkathons, and participation in the production of Braille books will be arranged during the school holidays to widen our students' horizons. Income and expenditure. Membership will be open to all. A $30 annual membership fee is proposed for the purchase of gifts as tokens of our gratitude to guest speakers and organisations we visit. Teacher Advisor. We have invited Miss Judy Hoy and Mr. Jason Tam to be our teacher advisors. Conclusion. The setting up of a Braille Club will add to the well-earned language teaching reputation that the school already enjoys and will also contribute to the caring image our school strives to build in the community. Your serious consideration of my proposal would be much appreciated.